USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Hunter Biden, the son of President-elect Joe Biden, said in a statement that the U.S. Attorney's Office in Delaware is investigating my tax affairs. Hunter Biden saying that he takes these matters very seriously and is confident that a professional and objective review of these matters will demonstrate that he handled his affairs legally and appropriately. The FTC and a bipartisan group of state attorneys generals are suing Facebook, bringing broad antitrust allegations that the social media giant engaged in a year-long campaign to buy up or freeze out tech firms that one day might become rivals. New York AG Tish James saying,
Facebook used vast amounts of money to acquire smaller rivals and potential rivals before they could threaten the company's dominance.
USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is suing four battleground states, Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. Paxton asking the Supreme Court to block those states from casting unlawful and constitutionally tainted votes in the Electoral College. In the suit, he claims that the changes made to election procedures in those states violated federal law.
These elections in other states where state law was not followed as required by the Constitution affects my voters because these are national elections, and so if they're fraudulent activities or things that affect an election and state law is not followed as is required by the Constitution, it affects our state. It affects every state.
The Pentagon continuing to plot out how it will distribute the coronavirus vaccine. Assistant Defense Secretary Thomas McCaffrey telling a briefing that the distribution will depend on the availability of the vaccine in the coming weeks and months. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Tesla's CEO Elon Musk says he's relocated to the Lone Star State. Musk revealing his move from California to Texas during the Wall Street Journal's CEO Council annual summit on Tuesday.
For myself, yes, I have moved to Texas. We've got the Starship development here in South Texas, where I am right now. There's a lot of things that are really great about California. Obviously, it's the biggest economy in the country, most number of people. But I do think that if a team has been winning for too long, they do tend to get a little complacent, a little entitled, and then they don't win the championship anymore. So California has been winning for a long time, and I think they're taking it for granted a little bit.
Tesla is still headquartered in California, as is SpaceX, his aerospace firm, but Musk has other business interests in Texas that he cited as factors in his decision. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio says officials will soon have enough data to determine how many schools will have in-person classes 5 days a week.
If they don't show up in school this week, then we're going to reach out to the family and say, we're going to put you into all remote unless you have something to tell us that would change that. We're going to assign your child to all remote.
Students in K through 5, pre-K, and 3K all returned to the classroom this week after de Blasio closed them shortly before Thanksgiving. More news can be found online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.